Hello and welcome to Radio EduTalk. This is David Noble, as usual, in Dalgetty Bay in Fife, and I'm delighted to welcome to the show today David Porter, who is a lecturer at the University of Dundee. Welcome to EduTalk, David.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
We're going to look over the next 15 minutes or so at a couple of new routes into the teaching profession that Dundee University have introduced. And just before we touch on that, David, could you just give listeners a brief background to your career and your present role in education?
Absolutely, yeah. I started in education. I did my teacher training in 1996 at the University of York. I then came back to Scotland. I did a little bit of supply work for a couple of years before going back to university in St Andrews, and I did a master's degree there. I then started as a chemistry teacher at Kirkcaldy High School from 2000 to 2006. Did a change to Monifieth from 2006 to 2011, and then I went to Grove Academy as principal teacher of chemistry in 2011, and I just finished there in the summer to start here as a full-time lecturer in education.
And can you just give listeners a flavour as to of the work that the university has done and is doing to bring forward the next generation of teachers in Scotland schools?
Well, we've got various routes into teaching in secondary. We've got the traditional PGDE route, the professional diploma, and that's been running for several years now, and that still continues to run. We focused mainly on the shortage subjects, so it's chemistry, computing, home economics, maths, and physics. English has just come on board this year. And in addition to those, we've started with these extra routes into teaching.
Just interested in the one of the particular routes. We'll touch on that in a moment. But I take it that these developments come from kind of national issues about teacher shortages and maybe the university linking in with local authorities and the General Teaching Council.
Absolutely. I mean, there's been discussions between the Scottish Government and the various education institutions, and the universities were charged really to come back with ideas for trying to encourage new teachers, people into education. And so the University of Dundee got their thinking caps on and came up with these two new routes for secondary teachers. One is the partnership induction model, which is an 18-month program, which is designed to try and put teachers into the rural areas of Scotland, so namely Aberdeenshire, the Highland region, Argyll and Bute, and the Borders. And that has actually developed since then, and we're now looking to open that up just a little bit more widely. And that will be starting on the 12th of December for its first run through. We also have another model which has been running this year, and that is the PGCE with supported induction route. This is a 12-month program. Now, both these programs are have financial support, so they've been attracting people that perhaps wouldn't have chosen to go into the PGDE traditional route.
You're saying that, but it's kind of fairly early days. But what kind of successes have you seen, David? You know, what are students, what are employers, the GTC, etc., saying about it? I mean, I know that John Swinney has been a very active supporter within the Scottish Government.
Well, it's been tremendous, actually. The PGCE with supported induction route is the one that's been running this year, and the interest that we had leading up to it was tremendous. We only had 20 places for that one, and it was very competitive to get onto those places. The standard of student that are coming in, they're very highly qualified. They're bringing in a lot of other experiences into the education, and working with these students has been a completely different experience for the lecturers here. These people are thinking at a far greater level. And I was really fortunate when I was principal teacher at my school that we had one of these student inductees from the SIR program in the chemistry department. So I could see firsthand the progress they were making in school and just how they were just slightly different from students from the traditional PGDE route. Because they were in school for 6 months, they were getting a much bigger run at it. It wasn't the 3 6-week blocks where they were almost sort of beginning again at each stage and maybe taking a little bit of a backward step. There's just been sort of continual progression. And so we were very, very pleased with the progress that the student was making.
So you've kind of touched on a couple of things there, a couple of ways in which it is very different from even the relatively new models of initial teacher education. So you can just can you tell listeners a bit more, David, about the ways in which these new routes are different in terms of, you know, modes of learning, in terms of time spent in campus, and in terms of that kind of blending together with the induction year.
We've been very careful with the timing. They get the same amount of university inputs as students on the traditional route. And we've been very, very careful to make sure that that happens. The timing of the courses is slightly different. The SIR course starts in January, and the first part of that runs from January up until the summer holidays. And during that time, they're working towards the standard for provisional registration. They're never awarded that status because they haven't completed the whole course yet. They come back in August and they're still working on university modules, and they're not fully qualified until they get to the very end of the course. During the August to January, they're working on the standards for full registration at that point. And so at the end of the course, they have full registration status. They've completed the PGCE, and they're available to go and work in any school. They've completed the whole induction scheme as well at that stage. It is a master's level. The amount of work they do at university, it's very intense. It's at a higher level than the traditional PGDE route. The partnership induction model, this is the one that's going to be starting this year in December. It follows a similar pattern. The students have university inputs. I would say the biggest difference with this one is that the university inputs they get an initial 3 days on campus, but most of the teaching is going to be done using virtual learning, and we'll be having contact with them over the internet. We'll be doing inputs that way, and we'll just bring in slightly different ways of teaching the students there. And it follows the same pattern. They're in school up until June, working on the standard for provisional registration. After the summer, they go hopefully to another school, but I mean, you know, some of these areas are very remote, and it may mean huge distances to travel to get to another school. So it's, where possible, we'll try and find a second school for them, so they're getting a nice broad experience while they're doing their teacher education.
David, that is a key feature, isn't it? That it's kind of aimed particularly at kind of rural schools. Am I right in saying that? Is it also aimed at kind of addressing STEM shortages, etc., in so-called deprived areas?
The PIM model is for trying to keep people who perhaps already live and work in rural areas, to try and keep them there. And offering the financial support means that it gives them a little bit of a buffer, if you like, to help them to change career, but stay in the area. And, you know, there are shortage subjects. As I've been going around doing the promotions and interviews and speaking to the local authorities there, you know, I mean, there are some departments where, you know, they don't offer computing at all. They might not be able to offer home economics to S1, S2, just because they don't have the staff to do it. So there is a shortage out there, and, you know, we're just trying to get teachers into these more remote areas so we can help them as much as possible.
And just finally, David, where can people find out more information, you know, whether they're working, say, as leaders in a local authority or whether they're indeed prospective students? How can they find out more information about all the initial teacher education options at Dundee University?
Well, I would say the university websites with the various routes into teaching have all the information about the courses. They have all the contact details there. We have generic email addresses, but they will all get passed on to the various tutors and program directors as appropriate. And we're here all the time. We usually try and get back fairly quickly to people about specific inquiries and also generic inquiries as well. We're happy to speak to people. We're happy to come out and talk to people about this. We're just trying to do what we can to try and encourage more people into education.